Hello, and welcome to Your Sparkly Brand, the podcast for badass, game-changing business owners who aren't afraid to sparkle and stand out. We're all about fighting the status quo in marketing and branding so you can reach more people and make more money. Coaches, creatives, and thought leaders, here you'll discover how to become magnetic AF so you can build and scale a sparkly empire. I'm Lauren Tassi, your copywriter and launch strategist, and I'm joined by my co-host, the branding and web design queen, Megan Gersh. Hi, Megan.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing?
Doing good, doing good. What was your sparkly moment this week?
So my business has been slow lately. So I've been sort of finding other things to do with my time that are still like business building, networking. And I started offering, and I know you offer a paid version of this, but I started just offering like free copy critiques to people in my LinkedIn network. And so I've been doing a lot of like, I don't know, 5-10 minute videos. People send me their sales page or their website. And it's just been really good to just sort of do that with like no strings attached. Here's some value, take it or leave it. And it makes me realize it makes me better at being able to spot like what my clients need.
I love that. Yeah, that's awesome.
What about you?
We booked our tickets to Croatia.
Yay.
So very excited about that. We're going to be going a little bit later this year.
Awesome. You guys are like, I feel like I like booked, planned, and executed an international trip in the amount of time you guys have been, you know, thinking about yours.
Well, I mean, it helps that we are using a travel agent. One of my clients is a travel agent. So she's booking a lot of the stuff for us. So we've literally had to book the flights and book a meeting with her. And that's pretty much it. So.
Gotcha. So somebody else is working on it.
Yes, exactly.
Love it. All right. So this is a big episode for us. We have decided to take a break from the podcast. This has been, you know, something we started chatting about recently. I think that like, we've actually been doing this for 2 years now. This is episode number 88, but like since you first came to me with the idea and we started planning everything, it's been 2 years of commitment to this. I'm feeling like kind of conflicted about it. Like in some ways it feels exciting and good. In some ways it's going to be a little bit sad, but it feels like the right decision for us now.
Yeah, I think so too. And I mean, we've covered a lot of ground on the podcast and we've had some really incredible guests on and it's been definitely a learning experience, I think, in a lot of ways. And like, I've had just like a blast diving into this adventure, but yeah, it just feels like the right time to kind of take things a new direction.
Yeah. So we kind of wanted to do one final or maybe not final episode, final for now episode on why we decided to stop now. And part of it is that we feel like we've like put out a lot of great, valuable content that isn't like repetitive or full of fluff. You know, it's really just like information that you need and you can get on with your day. And it's, you know, the past couple months, sometimes we're coming up with topics and it feels like, oh, we already did that one or we kind of already did that. And so we don't want to put anything out that isn't like super valuable and like action oriented. So we're feeling like taking a pause will help us in terms of that, give us sort of the space to possibly come up with new ideas, or you can go back and check out some of the past episodes. A lot of, especially like the mindset stuff, the, you know, business building stuff is like just as relevant now as it was 2 years ago.
It gets tricky too, because like from a content creator perspective, like I always find that it's more valuable to put out evergreen content. And so, you know, there's only so many ways that you can talk about the same topic. Like we always try to get creative with like how we can approach it, be that, you know, here are mistakes versus things you should be doing and like stuff like that, trying to look at it from different angles. But like at the end of the day, you know, you can only talk about logo design so many times before it's like, okay, like we get it. Like we need a logo design, you know?
And then another reason is that our lives and our businesses are changing. You know, Meg's talked about on the podcast, her shift. One of the reasons I'm excited to, you know, put the podcast on pause for now is I have never before been routine about content creation. You've been so much better at that than I have, but this has been like, I do it, I get it done. We put it out every week. And I'm excited to take that energy and put it towards a different type of content creation and really like things that are hyper-focused on my clients and the people I serve and the world I work in. So I'm excited to free up some time and mental space for that. Another thing for me personally is my industry is going through like massive changes at the moment. I can feel it in my business. I feel it when I'm talking to other copywriters. For example, AI has like completely changed things over the past 6 months. And I think that a podcast isn't always the best format to get you like super up-to-date information in terms of like the industry changing. Like if you go back and listen to our AI episode, which is what, maybe 2 months ago, it's like completely irrelevant to what's going on today. So I'm looking to provide value in a way that can be more like, okay, here's something I learned today. Let me just hop on and give it out versus like, let's plan an episode 3 weeks out. Then we got to, you know, edit it, sort of looking to do some more, you know, on the fly content. And the other thing is I want to get more specific. specific about helping specifically the people I work with, which are coaches and course creators, really like women who kind of tend to be in the like spiritual business coach world are really my like favorite people to talk to, my favorite people to work with. So providing, again, like creating content that is really specifically for them versus sort of the broad marketing and branding that the podcast has talked about.
Yeah. And I think similarly to that, like, I mean, I've chatted about this a little bit on the podcast, but I'm going to be shifting my focus in my business back to the music industry. And so I really want to make sure that I'm speaking to those people as authentically as I can. I want to be approaching my marketing, like every single channel that I'm showing up on, with intention and making sure that the pieces of content that I'm creating like are relevant to that specific person. It's hard to do that when like we're giving like general advice, and like obviously like general advice is great and it can apply to a lot of different industries, but it also can hurt your marketing when you're not like speaking to a specific problem. And the other part of that too, I think, is like the podcast creation has been a lot of work. And I think we can both agree to that. Like, we've talked about this on a podcast before. I feel like our system is pretty streamlined at this point, but there's also still a fair amount of work that like has to go on either side of our day-to-day with the podcast. And I think it's just like, it feels like a good time to kind of take a break and try something else.
Yeah. I'll say some of the things that I'm going to miss are obviously, you know, us having our weekly chat and connection. And then also like some of the amazing guests that we've had on the podcast. Like it almost I don't know if we've ever said this, but it kind of feels like a little secret private way to create a really great community for yourself is like having a podcast. Like sometimes some of our guests will come on and be like, I can't believe I just get to ask this person this question that I, you know, getting all that value out of it. So if there's anybody like listening to this and's like, oh, I was going to start a podcast, but it sounds like a lot of work. It is a lot of work, but there's so much you get out of it too, that you don't realize that are beyond like downloads and like all the numbers and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's been a few folks on our podcast where when we were like planning out like the schedule of like who to bring on, I was like, I literally would say to Lauren, like, I don't think they're going to say yes to being on our little podcast, but I'm going to ask anyway and see what happens. Quite a few of those people said yes. And I was just like, whoa, like what? Like, that's crazy. We get to talk to these people like one-on-one. And so yeah, that part of it has definitely been one of my favorite parts of the podcast, just like getting other people's perspectives. And like, it can get so lonely as an entrepreneur. Like, it's just great to have other perspectives in the mix or other ideas floating around.
Yeah. So we want to say thank you to all our guests that have been on from like, I think maybe like the third episode or something, we had a guest up until not the most recent, but the episode before that, we had two guests. That was so fun to sort of do all four of us together. And so thank you all so much for joining us. And then I want to say thank you to my VA, Kemi. She has been amazing. She's been doing the show notes, the outlines, all sorts of sort of back end stuff that you don't even realize, the uploading for like a year now. And she's just amazing. If anybody needs a great VA, reach out to me. I will connect you. She is so on top of things. It literally, like, I forget she's there sometimes. She does such a smooth job of things.
Yeah. And I want to give a shout out to my VA, Emily, as well. She was helping for a little bit with editing our podcast and some of the graphics and creation and that kind of thing too. So I want to give her a little thank you as well.
And obviously, like, thank you to our listeners, whether like you've listened to one podcast or 88 of them. It just, you know, it means so much to know you're there. If you've ever left a review or whatever, you know, I talk to people sometimes and they're like, oh yeah, I listen to your podcast. Like, that means so much. Like, you get to know us so well if you listen to this podcast, because we share all sorts of personal stuff, just kind of comes out when you're talking about business.
Absolutely.
All right. So I wanted to wrap up this episode with the questions that we always ask our guests. I feel like this is the sort of the best way for us to sign off for a while. So Meg, if you could go back in time to when you were just starting your business, what's the most valuable piece of advice you could give yourself?
This question's kind of funny because I feel like I'm at that stage right now because I've completely flipped my business on its head and I'm going a different direction. I think that piece of advice would be just freaking dive in. Don't be afraid of just doing things before you're ready. It's one of those things where my TikTok account is gone. I have just kind of washed my hands of it. I've started a new account and I'm just pushing forward with the new account. It's almost been like kind of refreshing in a way to just have like a blank slate to be like, I can be anyone I want on this account. I've really just been taking what I've learned about content creation over the past last few years and applying it to my new account and just trying to put myself out there in this new way that I haven't really kind of shown on social media. I think my advice is just to do it before you're ready and just go for it.
I love that. I think mine is going to go along with our sort of theme for the day, which is like, it's okay to pivot. It's okay to change your mind and like let go of the things that aren't working anymore. I think especially in business, like we've built our business in a certain way and we put all this time into like, you know, this kind of portfolio or like this part of your business, like just let it go. Like if it's like dragging you down, letting go of that opens up the space and the energy to find something new and find something that you really enjoy.
Yeah. I think that's one of the hardest things to learn. Once you learn how to embrace that, it can be one of the most freeing things.
All right. So what upcoming projects are you excited about? What are you working on?
I'm honestly just excited about this new direction in my business. I think I'm just going to take this question from a broader lens. I'm really, really excited by the prospect of getting back into live music specifically. That is really where my heart lies, is like promoting musicians, promoting artists, and helping to lift other people up. And so, yeah, I'm just excited about that new direction. What about you?
I love that. I am excited about creating some digital products for my ideal clients, especially, and I haven't talked about this yet, but I think it's going to be specifically around AI and how coaches and course creators can really use it, but in a way that's effective and not just some of a lot of the garbage that I see out there. Like I've spent a lot of time using ChatGPT over the past month or two for my own marketing. And it really, if you know what you're doing, you can save so much time. And I'd love to teach my clients how to think like a copywriter so that they can then use ChatGPT like a copywriter. So I'm not exactly sure what that's going to look like yet, but that's sort of what I'm working on behind the scenes at the moment. So where can our listeners find you online?
Well, you could find me on all the socials. My handles are a little bit jumbled right now because my TikTok got taken away. But if you just look up in the search bar, Megan Gersh, you should be able to find me. And megangersch.com is my website, megangersch.com. And yeah, I'm pretty easy to find.
Yeah. And we'll put links to everything in the show notes. These days I'm on LinkedIn, I'm on Instagram, and I'm definitely going to be creating more content for YouTube. That's what I'm looking forward to doing. Yeah, the handle's all over the place, but Google me, you'll find me. My website's laurentassieagency.com. We'll put some links down in the show notes.
So let's stay in touch. Head on over to the show notes and follow us on socials and hop on to our email list as well. And that is our episode and our season. And thank you so much for listening. This has been such a pleasure. And until next time, stay sparkly.